When she first pitched her idea for a new kind of career development website to investors, Catherine Minshew was turned down 148 times. Not that she was counting.
There were literally days where I had a no over breakfast, a no over a 10:30 a.m. coffee, a no over lunch, you know, disinterest at 2 p.m., somebody who left a meeting early at 4, and then I would go to drinks and feel like I was being laughed out of the moon. And when we finally raised our seed round, I went back and counted. It was both painful and gratifying at the same time, looking at all those names and thinking, I remember that no, I remember that no, I remember that no. And they sting. Everyone stings.
Catherine is co-founder and CEO of The Muse, and her idea sprang, as so many great entrepreneurial ideas do, from her own experience. Catherine had spent her youth dreaming of a career in international relations. Secret agent Minshew. But after a stint with the U.S. Embassy in Cyprus, she realized her foreign service fantasy didn't match the reality of the work. So she took a job as a consultant with McKinsey & Company and spent 3 years in their New York office. When it was time to move on again with her career, she found the experience disappointing and dehumanizing.
You know, it wasn't uncommon to type in a keyword to, you know, to a site like monster.com and get 5,724 results. And they looked functionally identical to each other. And I just felt for someone starting out in their career that there has got to be a better experience.
So she started brainstorming with Alex Kavalakis, a former colleague from McKinsey, and her future co-founder. They asked themselves,
what if you built a career site that put the searcher, the individual, at the center of that experience? And what if you allowed them to see inside offices before they applied to a company? What if you gave them career advice and guidance and connected them with experts who were, you know, able to help them understand, how do you negotiate a salary? How do you manage someone for the first time? All of those career questions that, you know, that if you're lucky, a mentor or a colleague or a boss teaches you.
The more they shared their own experiences and envisioned what they might create, the clearer the opportunity became.
After, you know, a couple of long nights at the whiteboard and batting this idea around, we really became convinced that there was an opportunity to create a trusted, a beloved, a personalized career destination, really focusing on the advice, the experience, and on early stage professionals. And that idea became The Muse.
Catherine and Alex had a clear vision for the role The Muse could play in users' lives. But not everyone could see what they were seeing.
So when I started going out and pitching to investors, I ran into a couple of big problems. The first is that most investors aren't the user archetype that our product was built for. You know, when you think about the classic venture capitalist, they often have been very traditionally successful in their career, went to a top school, often worked in banking or private equity. And, you know, they usually get jobs in many cases through a very comfortable, well-developed network. And that's great. I mean, that's fantastic, but that's not necessarily the case for everyone in the U.S.
The second problem she encountered, complacency with the status quo.
One venture capitalist who honestly probably hasn't looked for a job in 20 years pulled up monster.com in the office after I finished my initial pitch and said, I don't understand. This looks great to me. And I was thinking, you haven't used that product in 2 decades. How do you know whether it serves the needs of a 31-year-old woman who is, you know, early, mid-stages of her career?
The no's just kept on coming. Among the ones Catherine recalls,
it's a bit too early for us, but keep in touch. This is a fool's errand. It's expensive. That's not very tech. That's not a scalable platform. Aren't you worried that you're going to lose all your users once they turn 30 and, you know, have babies? Or, you know, I get that women in New York and San Francisco love this product, but I think you're going to really have a hard time finding women who care about their careers once you go outside of, you know, the coast. And I just remember looking at these people and thinking, do you know a lot of women?
When you're still early and unproven in your career, and you're getting no's from some of the smartest and most successful investors in Silicon Valley and New York City, it can be difficult not to ask yourself, what if the naysayers are right? But at the end of the day, you have to listen to your gut instinct. And Catherine trusted hers. She remembers looking at these guys doling out the no's and thinking, do you know a lot of women?